This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind. We're on location today, Sonic Drive-In in Fargo, our location, because we're giving away two tickets to the big game, also known as Super Bowl 52, that will be on 550 K-Fire. That's why we get to say Super Bowl, since we are currently broadcasting on 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, KLTC, and KTGO. So if you want tickets, you don't want to just listen to it. You want to be there. Lower level end zone tickets to the big game in Minneapolis. King suite for two nights, $500 spending cash. I'm telling you what, 2.5 hours from right now, we're going to draw 10 names that'll be in the bowl. Put them in the bowl. We'll have 52 names in the bowl, and we'd pull that out. Big winner on January 26th at the Fargo Air Museum, which if you've never been to the Fargo Air Museum, you need to do it. You absolutely need to do it. An extraordinary place, no doubt about it. All right, this hour on the program. So anyway, if you'd like to register for the tickets, come to Sonic, 45th Street, Fargo. Get registered right here. A lot of people here right now. In fact, the whole lobby's packed with folks having a $1.29 breakfast that goes till 11 and joining the fun. But you'll do that till 12:30 today, and then at 12:30 we draw 10 names, and then they'll go in the big bowl, and then on January 26th, the Fargo Air Museum is when we'll draw the winner, winner, winner. Huh? So, pretty cool. Another of our conversation with one of the millennials we're chatting with today on the program. We're going to check in with the University of Mary students that are in Washington, D.C. for the incredible March for Life. I want to spend some quality time on that this hour as well, because what a neat, neat event. And 20 kids from the University of Mary will be at the White House in the Rose Garden with an event that the President of the United States will commemorate, the March for Life. Now, mind you, Barack Obama wouldn't even mention that the March for Life was going on, and it's the biggest march on Washington, and it's mostly kids. And the man ignored them. Another reason elections matter. So great that President Trump is doing that, and especially that we have North Dakota kids there from the University of Mary. There's kids from the Fargo Diocese, Bismarck Diocese, St. Mary's and Bismarck and Shanley and Fargo and Grand Forks, all over, which is just cool. Hundreds and hundreds of kids that have taken buses for hours and hours and hours, and we'll chat with them later on the program as well. And then we're going to chat with Anita Bai, the author of Millennials Matter, Proven Strategies for Building Your Next Gen Leader. Because we're at Sonic today, so we thought good conversation to find out what's on the minds of millennials. And we ask that question next of our guest, Greg Sirup. Greg is a Grand Forks millennial who we have a mutual friend, Anita Bai, who wrote that book I just mentioned. He introduced me to Greg. And Greg, welcome to What's On Your Mind. How are you?
Hey, glad to be on. Thanks, Scott. Nothing. Just excited to be on and share my thoughts, I guess.
What do you do for a living, Greg?
So I currently work for the UND Center for Innovation as an entrepreneur coach, so helping small businesses and startup companies within the area.
Well, that's neat, an entrepreneur coach. So do millennials have issues? And let me give a little context to this question. We just chatted with Lucas Paper. Lucas is a millennial, 26 years old, campaign manager right now for Tom Campbell. He's got a big job. And he said, you know, he's tired of meetings that he goes to where everybody rags on millennials. And went on to say, here's the things we're doing and we're doing well. So, but there is a stereotype. And the reason I'm asking you these questions, and the reason I'm having Danita on, and the reason I'm going to continue a series of what's on the minds of millennials on this program is because I believe people like me, you know, in our 50s, and co-owner of a company, you really, if you're going to survive, you need a good, solid, productive workforce, and you won't have one without understanding millennials. So I want to understand them better, but I first want to know, is there a stereotype out there about the bad of millennials? And as an entrepreneur coach who is a millennial, do you address those issues?
Yeah, definitely. And I would say even with some of the entrepreneurs I deal with that would be millennials, they're already self-aware of those types of stereotypes themselves. So I would say millennials in general are a little bit shy to admit, you know, some of their weaknesses, which is kind of why you have this rift, you know, when people are so hard on millennials. I'll say, admittedly, as a millennial myself, I'm often disappointed in myself and, you know, feeling like I'm not doing enough, where I know a lot of other people that are my age don't have that same thought or don't have that same, you know, feeling that they're not doing enough and they're fine with, you know, just being or settling, but then their expectations are often very high. And I would also say too, I got to give a lot of credit to North Dakota and, you know, my upbringing, you know, definitely instills a lot of those traditional North Dakota values. But, the problem in North Dakota is probably not as pronounced from what I've seen as it might be in other states. So I just got to give credit there.
I couldn't agree with you anymore, because I think this is more of a national conversation. Obviously, it's something to be smart in workforce. You got to recruit people from all over, right? But if you go to you know, North Dakota first, you're going to have a little better edge on that front as well. So why do you think there's a difference between you when you say, you know what, I didn't perform to the level I know I'm capable of, versus somebody that you're saying doesn't even really care, just sort of explains it away and does excuse making? Why is that happening? What contributed to you caring and them not caring?
Yeah, and I'll, you know, give some credit to the entrepreneurial journey in that regard. There's a lot of failure involved. If you ever want to be successful as an entrepreneur, you really got to take a lot of risks and put yourself out there. And I think there's a shyness, you know, among millennials to take a step and do something that, you know, might put them in a risky situation or cause them to fail. And I always hated that feeling myself. You know, I never intend to do anything and fail at it. So when it does happen, it kind of should hit you, right? It should kind of sit in your stomach for a bit and, you know, kind of upset you and motivate you to make a change. And I don't think if you're not taking those risks, you're not getting that feeling. And then the end result, learning a lesson. I mean, that's ultimately what happens, right? Is you're learning something interesting, or making a change about yourself. You're adapting. And I think by not putting yourself in those situations, as many millennials do, you know, you don't have that opportunity. So.
Makes sense. What do you think we should know about you? Those of us that are not millennials, what could we do better, be better at to understand millennials?
Yeah, that's a great question. And thankful that someone like Danita has taken the time to approach this issue. That'd probably be your first stop is checking out her book. But she really, I think, does a good job of helping to understand, you know, it's not necessarily that we're maybe just not aware ourselves, and giving us the opportunity to have some of those conversations. Or I think helping us grow is probably the most important thing. And then the mentorship, for sure. I mean, Danita is, you know, a great person to have as a contact, because she has so much experience that she is willing to share. And I'm fortunate to say, you know, I'll give a lot of credit there as well. I've had great mentorship in my life, and it's a lot of people who are interested in working with millennials. So that's definitely something that has an effect. And I really appreciate the people that are interested in doing that and would advocate for more of that.
I have a listener that has texted a note that is responding to something that Lucas Paper said earlier about how there were a number of millennials that were very instrumental to, you know, for instance, Governor Doug Burgum's office, right? And I think Doug, having come from the technology world, who, by the way, Doug last night did a fabulous job at the Grand Forks Chamber event. I was up there Facebook Live. I'd watch it. If you want your town to be better and to grow and to get ahead of the curve for the future, go on my Facebook page and watch that 59 minutes of Doug Burgum at the Chamber last night. But, you know, so Doug in the private sector and also in the government has obviously tapped into the power of millennials. And Lucas was saying, you know, that's an attribute of ours. Look what we're doing. We can, you know, work at that level. Texture says, that's exactly what scares me. That age group is running a lot of things in government. Remember, I spent years working with that age group. Some were good, but wow, they feel a need of feeling special and entertained all the time. What would you say to that?
Yeah, that's a great question. I definitely don't have any opposition to having young people in government. I think it is needed. They bring new and innovative ideas, as they probably did with Burgum's campaign, and do with many businesses. So I don't think that it should ever be completely shut out. I understand the concern, because obviously experience is important, and well, people learn a lot of lessons through experience. And generally, to me, when somebody says, hey, I have a lot of experience, it might mean that, you know, they've done a lot of things wrong and had the opportunity to learn or failed, you know. As I mentioned before, it was a great opportunity as well. And so that's why I can understand the hesitation, but, you know, broadly, I guess it isn't a large concern of mine, and I don't have any specific reason for that. It just didn't really appeal to me, I guess, to have that issue.
Very interesting. Well, I enjoyed this. I really did. I learned a lot in just a short bit of conversation with you, Greg, and with Lucas earlier, and we are going to chat with Danina a little later on as well. And this is a conversation I want to continue because I think it is an important one for the future, you know, in building our communities, making them better, and building our state and our country and making them better. There will be millennials intricately involved in that. So, you know, this needs to be a good working relationship, and that can't happen without, you know, a little bit of understanding. So, fascinating conversation. Thanks a bunch. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Greg Sirup, Grand Forks Entrepreneur Coach. We're live at Sonic. It's busy because people want to go see that big game. We'll be here till 12:30. Fargo, 45th Street, next to Starbucks. Come by and say hi. More coming up.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
Hi, I'm Mike Langseth, North Dakota Soybean Council Director and farmer from Barney. I encourage every North Dakota soybean producer to respond to the 2017 Census of Agriculture. Collected every 5 years, this census is the only source of comprehensive and impartial agricultural data for every county in the nation. Those who serve farmers, ranchers, and rural communities, including researchers, agribusinesses, extension educators, and others, rely upon the results. So whether you're rural or urban, working thousands of acres or just a few plots, your information matters. Remember, the Census of Agriculture is your voice, your future, and your opportunity. So please be sure to respond when you receive your census later this year. To learn more about the 2017 Census of Agriculture, visit www.agcensus.usda.gov.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Oh, no.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
You see a pair of laughing eyes, and suddenly you're sighing sighs. You're thinking nothing's wrong, you string along, boy, then snap. Those eyes, those sighs, they're
are you ready for me?
Of the tender trap.
It's Frank Friday, folks. Frank Friday on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, powered by MyPillow, by the way. Well, you got to have sleep to be, you know, have to have the power to get up and do a show every day. And right now, the two for one, That's the buy one, get one, and they'll give one on your behalf. Deal is still on. 800-506-9028. It's a toll-free telephone number. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. Let's go live to Washington, D.C. with two University of Mary students that have participated in the awesome March for Life on Washington, D.C. and are about to walk into the White House, believe it or not. Who's on the line right now?
Okay.
So even if it's 11.
Haley, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. And I understand you're right outside the White House about to go into an event that will take place later with the president, right?
Yes, we are.
Phenomenal. Haley, your last name is what?
Hilsendegger.
Okay, Hilsendegger. And you are from where?
I'm from the University of Mary in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Where'd you grow up?
Avon, South Dakota.
From Avon, South Dakota. Really cool.
Yeah.
How was the march, first of all?
The march is awesome. It's really amazing to get to experience the entirety of the pro-life movement and to get to see the strength that we hold. And just being able to experience so many people who want to stand up and speak out for the dignity of life and how sacred it truly is amazing.
That is really something. Now, it's not easy to get there, right? It's buses and it's a lot of stops. And talk a little about the trip.
Yep. So it's a 30-hour bus ride. We started our journey on Wednesday with Mass at 6 a.m. And then after Mass, we grabbed some breakfast really quick, and then we got on the bus at 7:30, and we were on our way. It was a journey.
It's sort of like a pilgrimage, right? It's not exactly a vacation or an easy trip, but it's certainly worth it. I was there last year with the University of Mary students who carried the banner at the front, and it was the most awesome experience. You know what I took away from it? I had my daughter there, so she was among peers and other young kids. But as an older guy, as a dad, I was just amazed how that event is powered by youth.
Yeah.
It's all does that give you hope for the future on this issue?
It does. It really does. Last year when UMary student Katrina Gallick spoke, she said that the pro-life generation is filled with young students. It's filled with college students and high school students. And so to actually be a part of that and to be a college student and really seeing the force that we hold in the movement is so amazing. It's so great.
Yeah, we had Katrina on the air with us last year. We're going to chat with her next week. She's become rather famous. She got on the stage last year with Vice President Mike Pence and Kellyanne Conway and others and is really getting a voice in this powerful movement, and she works for Jerome Richter at the University of Mary. So it's kind of a neat story. Anything else you want to say about this trip or about, you're about to go into the White House. What do you think of that?
Yeah. it's a little strange. Monsignor Shea announced 20 University of Mary students who are going to the White House, and my name was called. It was just kind of like one of those things, like, who am I to get to go to the White House and to hear the president speak in person? It's really, it's surreal almost.
That's so awesome. That really is. Haley, have a great time. You have Jacob with you, right?
Yes, I do. I'll hand the phone to him now.
All right, sounds good.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Thank you. Good to talk to you.
Hello?
Hey, Jacob. It's Scott Hannon from What's On Your Mind. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, Scott?
Tell me how to pronounce your last name.
O'Meara.
O'Meara, okay. An S in there. So anyway, I had a little typo. Yep. So O'Meara, I know. That's an easy one. Good Irish name, right?
Yep, very Irish, yes.
Where are you from, Jacob?
I'm from Harris, Minnesota, but I'm also a student at the University of Mary.
Wonderful. And give me, in a sentence or two, what it feels like to be in the middle of that March for Life.
It's just an amazing feeling. I was here last year and getting the opportunity to lead the march. We had the chance to look back and just see the crowd. It just blows you away. It's amazing.
So many people. How about this issue? Why is this issue important to you? That you were there to recognize that we are upon the anniversary of Roe versus Wade. I would argue the worst decision ever. There have been a few in history. Dred Scott be another. But the worst decision by our Supreme Court, allowing the killing of an innocent child in the womb. It shocks the senses. Why are you concerned about this issue?
I think this is really one of the defining issues of our time. And I think this is an issue that, history will judge us by, how we how we protect and defend and take care of the most innocent and vulnerable people in our society. And yeah, I think the unborn children are definitely the paradigm of that.
Do you ever have conversations with fellow students or other folks your age about this issue? Is this something that you feel comfortable talking about others and advocating for, and you know, just understanding where people are coming from on it?
Yeah, you know, it's not an easy thing to talk about for sure, but it's something that I'm passionate about, defending life, and if it takes those conversations, those encounters with people. To really kind of, help people understand the real dignity and value of every human life, I think it's definitely worth it.
You bet it is. You're about to go into the White House as one of 20 University of Mary students who I understand have received this honor to be with the president in the Rose Garden today when he talks about the March for Life. So what's going through your mind right now about that?
It's just amazing. It's pretty surreal. It's amazing to have this opportunity to, be in the Rose Garden, as the president gave us a statement of support for our cause and a support for the dignity of life. So I'm very excited to be there, and it's still kind of a shock. And still setting in, I think.
You guys need to get in there, don't you?
Yeah, yep. I believe he's speaking at about 12:15 or so Eastern.
Yeah, so 11:15 our time, and you're right outside the gates. Have you been cleared, ready to give your driver's license and all that stuff, and you're waiting to get
in? Just about to do that, I think.
All right, you go do that. We'll let you do it, and thanks for sharing a little bit of the story of how this wonderful day went. Good to talk with you, and safe travels back home, okay?
Yeah, we appreciate that. Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Two of University of Mary's students, that'll be one of the 20. That's Jacob O'Meara. And also appreciate Haley Hilsendinger, hope I said that right, a South Dakotan, a Minnesotan, both at the University of Mary. Pretty cool. This issue is just, the kids said it best. You know, history will judge us on how we handle this issue. Think about that, folks. My gosh. History will judge us on how we handle this issue. It's that profound. It really is. I the term I regularly use for this is Holocaust. And I don't do it to be flippant, I don't do it to lightly, but I do it so I hope people understand that we all understand how awful the Holocaust was. Nobody, anywhere, doesn't believe that that was horrible. And how this can be any less horrible, I have no idea. For one, it's many more million people. Since that decision by Roe v. Wade, 1973, nearly 60 million children have been legally aborted in their mother's womb. It's just wrong. It's just got to stop. And I love the youth and the energy taking this one on. That's the best part of this. They're taking it dead on, head on. Biggest march on Washington is that. And normally presidents ignore them, and President Trump's doing that. Kudos to Congressman Kevin Cramer for getting them to the Rose Garden today. He told me about that early this morning. Really cool. More coming up.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Stem Cell Health Institute is coming. It's here. It's in North Dakota. It's one of those things you used to have to go out of the country to get done. If you've got pain from osteoarthritis of the knee, that's me. I'm there. That's why I've gotten my injections. Lower back pain, neck, shoulders, hips, even joint pain. Must attend stem cell therapy educational seminars for you to find out about regenerative medicine. You could get, well, I'll say cured. Could happen for you. 1-888-973-1560 to sign up. 1-888-973-1560. Or you can go to stemcelltherapyforpain.com. Stemcelltherapyforpain.com. And, get rid of that chronic pain.
It's almost as bad, that pain as not being where I'm looking at, gosh, do I want a cheeseburger for lunch or a Frank for lunch, you know, with lots of chili on it.
On Frank Friday, there you go.
I've had my fair share of foot-long quarter-pound conies right here, and I do mustard and onions usually. Usually end up wearing the mustard at some point, but the breakfast is really good, too. $1.29 for breakfast all morning till 11 o'clock, and they do that every day. That wasn't just a special for us today. And then, of course, the lunch is cranking up as well. We're giving away tickets for the Super Bowl. I only can say that because it's on K-Fire 550. But the big game is not too far away. And we have 10 qualifiers for the 52 qualifiers that we'll draw for on a big, big event, January 26th. But today is your... think of it this way. You supersize your chance to win if you come here today at... I don't know if that's the right word. But they do have the RT-44. That's supersized times 10, I think. That's a really big. Here at Sonic, Fargo, 45th Street next to Starbucks. You come in, you register, you drop your name in the hat, and then watch us live on Facebook at 12:30. Draw 10 names. Simple as that. Love to see you here. Two more hours to go. We're counting down. Here's a text from Doug in Harwood. Doug says, I want to suggest a veteran for you to celebrate with your Strela salute to vets. He is a Vietnam-era Navy vet, reservist, retired with over 42 years, Senior Chief David G. Rice of Fargo. He's a member of the Harwood American Legion Post 297, Fargo VFW commander, I believe. He's devoted his life to veterans affairs and matters. Doug, thank you for that. And it reminds me, send me an email if you've got a vet that you want to make sure gets some proper recognition. I heard about another one. It was a friend of mine last night up in Grand Forks at the Grand Forks, East Grand Forks Chamber of Commerce. Lynn Stouse, the former mayor of East Grand Forks, is a friend of mine. And Mayor Lynn is battling issues related. I think it's a kidney failure now, but it came from Agent Orange. That was, he was a Vietnam vet. I mean, that was another burden they were given. It's a tough dang deal, I'll tell you. Anyway, so if you got a vet you'd like to celebrate, our friends at Strata Corporation, Jim Bradshaw, one of North Dakota's finest citizens. He is a good, good man. He's helping us do that. And you can send him to me, Scott H. at FlagFamily.com, Scott H. at FlagFamily.com. We're going to chat with Anita Bai, author of Millennials Matter, Proven Strategies for Building Your Next-Gen Leader. But having that fascinating conversation today, latest news on the government shutdown. What will the Senate do? What will Heidi Heitkamp do? What, I mean, will they stick it to vets? Will they stick it to kids? Are they going to do this? In the name of protecting illegal immigrants, we'll find out. All that coming up on the program. Before we chat with Danita, I see we have a VIP guest who joins us to tell us about his interaction with students from all across North Dakota on the steps of the Capitol today after the March for Life, Congressman Kevin Cramer. How was it, sir?
Well, it was just energizing, Scott, as always. You know, Shanley High School in Fargo has taken such a lead and created such a rich tradition. And I think a lot of the other Catholic schools, including, of course, our very own University of Mary, has led that march. In the last couple of years, Shanley's done it once, University of Mary's done it once. And, of course, we're talking about a march that involves hundreds of thousands of people. This isn't a small matter. But Senator Hoeven and I had the opportunity to interact with the Shanley students, to do a little town hall back and forth, pose for many, many photos. We got a very nice, red, beautiful, bright red stocking caps that say Choose Life on them with the Shanley shield on it. And let me also report that the House of Representatives just passed H.R. 47-2, the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. In other words, this is a bill that requires health care officials and practitioners that are present at the time that a child is born alive during an abortion or an attempted abortion, Scott, to exercise the exact same degree of care to preserve the life and health of the child as any healthcare practitioner would provide to a child born alive in a similar circumstance. In other words, you don't get to try and kill a child and then have it and botch the job, have it born alive and then continue to death. You have to preserve the life. And it seems like a simple thing to do, but we were able to get 230-some votes to pass it out of the House today. So that will be on its way to the Senate, along with, as you talked about, funding for child health insurance program, keeping the government going, funding for veterans, funding for our military, stopping a couple of onerous tax increases from going into place. All good stuff. Senate Democrats seem to be confused about.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they're confused about it. I thought they agreed they didn't like that idea of the health insurance tax, which is, you know, reason number 9099 that Obamacare is awful. And right. They have legislation supposedly to get rid of it, which, of course, goes nowhere. And now here this opportunity to, as you say, you know, fund the military, protect the vets, protect the kids, and fix this health insurance tax mess. And illegal immigrants are more important than winning the day. I mean, you realize people are furious. Now, my big question is, I saw you with the congresswoman from Indiana, and I thought a light bulb's gone off here to say, you know what, the problem, we pass all this stuff in the House, it's great, but it goes nowhere in the Senate. Maybe if we have a few less Democrats, and maybe if we find, red state Democrats, we might just be able to make a difference. So they have you front and center on the House making that case. I'm wondering if that's enough to win the PR battle, the public relations, the political battle, if the government does shut down.
I think it's pretty clear, Scott, that Speaker Ryan and House Republicans are not going to sit back and let Senate Democrats come up with these crazy, lame excuses, these reasons to vote against something because of what's not in it, when what is in it is critical to the health of children and the payment of veterans and every other public servant, frankly. And so we just want to make it very, very clear. This is a Schumer shutdown. But here's the other thing, Scott. It's not enough to be a Democrat that votes yes. What you have to do if you're a Democrat that proposes to have any leadership capacity whatsoever is convince enough of your colleagues to vote yes so that we can get to 60. Being number 59 doesn't win the day. Being number 51 doesn't win the day. Getting to 60 is what wins the day. And there are 5,000 children in North Dakota that depend on CHIP funding to get their health care, their parents and their pregnant mothers. And that's what's at stake here. That's what's at stake. something that Democrats have always said they're for. In fact, they admonish us. And by the way, this is the second time the House has passed chip funding that the Democrats have voted against. But 6 years, most generous ever. And if we don't get it, that's $19 million for North Dakota. $19 million for children's health care in North Dakota is at stake. So I would certainly think that I'm quite confident both of our senators are bright enough to vote for that.
Yeah, I sure hope so. We'll see. And you're right, it isn't enough to vote yes. Hey, nice job on getting the University of Mary students into the White House. We just talked to two of them. They were waiting to go in. That's going to be a pretty cool moment. Isn't it nice to have a White House that embraces this, that loves this, what you guys are doing now? When Democrats had control of the Congress, they would leave town when the March for Life could come in, and the president would ignore it. Obama ignored it. And all these kids, the biggest march on Washington, absolutely ignored. So not only are they there today and getting, heard and seen, but also the members are there, and for you to help get them into the White House today is pretty special. So way to go.
Well, I'm very proud of them. And make no mistake, they earned their way in by their activism, by their testimony, by their witness. Just showing up and on a consistent basis and taking the lead for that wonderful pro-life generation that I know Danita is going to talk about as well. But here's the irony, Scott. This is the same party that you just talked about that ignored the March for Life, that says they're for children, illegal alien children, but is prepared to shut the government down and deny health care to the most vulnerable children in our country, including the 5,000 in North Dakota Democratic senators.
I know. They're worried about deporting children, but not aborting children. I can't figure it out. I appreciate you. I like the Schumer shutdown. I would trademark
you like that.
Yeah, go with that. Trademark that quick. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks a bunch.
All right, man. Thanks. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Congressman Kevin Cramer, we heard this morning about the possibility of the kids from the University of Mary going to the White House, so we had asked him to just let us know if that was going to happen, and he just checked in now, and I've kept Danita Bai waiting long enough, so let's talk about why millennials matter. Hi, Danita Bai, how are you?
I'm doing great. Great show this morning. Thanks for inviting me in.
Yeah, so we talked to two millennials, as you know. You helped us link up with those millennials, and I wanted to kind of, take bits and pieces of their conversation and talk to you about this. I have enough, I think, data from folks in the millennial world to say they kind of don't like this fuss about millennials and think that, Lucas said, we go into meetings and it's, millennials this, millennials that. Are we handling this debate incorrectly, do you think? This discussion, this learning process, I'm talking about we outside the millennial realm.
Well, overall, my belief is that the media has given the entire generation a bad rap. They really take a broad brushstroke and say they're all narcissistic and entitled and living out of their parents' basement. And yet, I know, and Scott, I know that you know some millennials that are just incredible people. I think of Greg Stirrup. Here's a young man of incredible character. He has this solid confidence to move forward and take risks, and yet at the same time, he has the humility to learn and has a willingness to collaborate and to reach out and to understand people. So I believe that the media has branded this organization and isn't seeing the talent and the amazing giftedness of this generation.
Well said. Like so much is fake news, right? I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. But yeah, they have that. They have that awesome power to be able to do that. And honestly, North Dakota, Governor Burgum again last night in Grand Forks, and he says this everywhere he goes. There right now is the amount of people that live in Jamestown. That's how many job openings we have. So in other words, if we instantly could wave a magic wand, we'd have another size Jamestown city in North Dakota because of open jobs. You're not going to hire the people to get you where you want to go unless you have millennials leading your company. That's just the bottom line. That's just a simple math. And we're going to talk more about how to get that next gen leader going with Danita when we continue. She's got a great book we'll tell you about too coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming January 2018 auctions include 560 acres of cropland in Stutsman County, 880 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in McLean County near Butte, North Dakota, and 3,000 acres of irrigated and non-irrigated land in Dickey and Sargent Counties near Oaks and Creek, North Dakota. All of these auctions are in January 2018. For complete information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Piper's.com.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case.
A great one. It's Frank Friday, and we had a lot of Frank talk today in the program. Frank talk about millennials. Frank talk about the March for Life and that issue defining our generation, how history will judge us. Frank talk about this government shutdown and the blue alerts yesterday. So that's what Frank Fridays are all about, ladies and gentlemen. They really are. Delta Constructors is one of our fine sponsors here on What's on Your Mind. They have global solutions for the oil and gas industry. Turnkey is the two words you need to know. They just get it done for you. DeltaConstructors.net to find out more. 406-250-8151. They help us celebrate our callers like this one from yesterday.
Just an idea, but I know Trump likes to make money off his projects, you know. He should make the wall like the Great Wall of China, model it after that, and then he could charge people to go up on top of it and take the tour or something, you know. Walk the length of the wall or something to profit off it anyways.
Not a bad idea. A little commercialization if everybody's worried about how to pay for it. You know, maybe there's something there. I don't know. Back to our chat with Danita Bai in just a moment. I want to get Leah from Benedict in here because she's been waiting a long time. Leah, what's on your mind?
Hey there. Yes, thank you so much. I don't know if folks know, but Tuesday was National Religious Freedom Day, and it was used to kick off an initiative called Keep Faith in America. And so on Tuesday, there were statesmen and stateswomen from all over the United States, faith leaders, who made proclamations to stand for keeping the fabric of America. And basically, you know, from their very own words, you know, there is a strategy to society.
Leah, unfortunately, you're cutting up on us there a little bit. Do me a favor, call back next week so we can explore this a little more, find out more about the event you're talking about. I was aware that it happened, but obviously there's more to do. So appreciate that very much, and thanks so much for your call. Texter says, Heidi's office just said she has not told her staff how she will vote today. Still hiding under her desk? Question mark. I don't know, but even if she decides to vote, yeah, she better decide to go find some other Democrats so there's 60 votes, so the North Dakota kids, the North Dakota vets, so our military gets properly funded. Call her. Tell her, forget the Schumer shutdown. Enough. Forget the Schumer shutdown. North Dakotans, call her. It'll make a difference. 202-224-3121. One of these times it'll make a difference. The previous 500 it hasn't, but one of these times it'll work. Danita Bai is back. Millennials Matter is her book. Proven strategies for building your next-gen leader. I mean, bottom line, Danita, on this conversation, if we don't follow the advice in your book, which is wonderfully done, by the way, just open to the page right before part two starts, quoting Teddy Roosevelt, unless a man is master of his soul, all other kinds of mastery amount to little. And we've got to get this right, or we're not going to fill the slots we need, or more importantly, we're going to die on the vine, are we not?
We are going to die on the vine if we don't understand and step up to the plate, look at the millennials that are in our sphere of influence, our sphere of responsibility, and be mentoring and coaching them. You know, we've got technology and robots and artificial intelligence, and we've got so many exciting things that are happening in the world that sometimes we forget that at the core of every leader are strong virtues. And that's actually one of the reasons that I included a reference to the University of Mary in Millennials Matter, because of their emphasis on virtuous leadership. And we've got to tie technology and all this incredible stuff that's happening with strong moral character.
You know,
and
this
we can
is
do that.
This is a conversation we're going to continue. Here's my endorsement of the book, by the way, that's in the book. I said, Danita Bai is a great listener. There's no possible way to solve the puzzle of millennials without understanding how they think, and that only comes through listening. This book is your roadmap for listening to and building them into great leaders. And that's what she's done, and done really, really well, to give you great insight in this book, Millennials Matter. How do people buy this book?
There's a couple of ways. One, it is available on Amazon. It is also available on my website. If you get it from my website, danitabai.com, I send you an autographed copy.
Well, that's the only way to buy it then. Danitabai.com, and that's B-Y-E, danitabai.com. The pride of Stanley, North Dakota. Grew up at the Triple T Ranch with two of the greatest parents North Dakota's ever cranked out, Fred and Joyce Evans. Danita, have a great weekend. God bless you. Thanks for the time today.
Sounds great. Thank you.
So the big question, when will Sonic get a Bismarck? No, will Bismarck get a Sonic? That's what we're trying to say. When will Bismarck get a Sonic? Todd, I asked for you. Abe Sakic, the owner, what did he say? Listen.
Well, thanks for asking, Scott. I think it's everybody wants to know. We are looking at several different options in Bismarck. There's 3-4 lifts, a different location we're looking at. But hoping that we can announce our location here by end of the year for sure this year to see once we pick it up, pick up the site where we go really quick. So hopefully I can give good news to the Bismarck folks here soon, before end of the year.
Did I do what I just said I would do?
You did.
Are you happy? They're looking for locations. See? Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, not alone, Bismarck.
So we got to bring those two guys from the TV commercial in, too, when they open Bismarck.
We're at the Sonic Drive-In in Fargo till 12:30, giving away Super Bowl tickets. Come on by and see us. God bless you, folks.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. For some enjoyment and relaxation, see my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You should be, too.
Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table made in the USA. They truly are the best.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too? Why aren't you?
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, is one of the best businesses in North Dakota. You can trust them for a great deal.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
That's right, Carson. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot. Look for the duck and tell them Carson sent you.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. They're champions in my book.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
800-831-0771 or visit ReputationDefender.com.